Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So talk about just the importance of maybe lifting our eyes and trying to get a longer perspective.
Mm-hmm. It is so hard. I lost my mother-in-law to cancer earlier this year. In fact, it's just been a hard year of loss at the Higgs house. And still, these are people who knew and loved God, but their endings weren't the same. Mary Lee did not have the joy of passing in her own home, in her own favorite chair. It was lung cancer, and it was ugly. Mm. You know, when you watch somebody on television, you know, in a movie have cancer, can I just say the real thing? It's just not that pretty.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it's just ugly and painful to watch, and you're stuck with that. Do we give them more drugs to make them feel better? But now they're so confused they don't know who we are. You know, there are a million questions. Anybody listening who's been down that road knows how that looks. And we begged for God to take her home. And I don't pray that one lightly. But the earthly experience was getting so painful and so confusing for her, shrinking away to nothing. She weighed 85 pounds. So I know what happy ending and hard ending look like, but here's the thing. On the other side, that last breath on earth and that first breath in heaven, when you step over from one realm to the other, all of the bad is gone. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the suffering, all of it is gone, and now you're living in eternity in health and fullness and joy. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that God wipes away every tear, and those are the last tears. Those are the last tears we cry. And so it is hard to think past current pain to future joy because we don't know how long the current pain is going to go on. And whether it's emotional, physical, there are all kinds of pain, financial, anything. We look at the end of this day and say, could we have a solution by midnight tonight? Mm-hmm. Whereas the solution may be in the next world. Now, we have someone who actually has done all this on our behalf. Jesus knew how his earthly life was going to end. And there is not a one of us who would want to end on earth as Jesus did. All of us know that a day will come, but we don't know when and we don't know how. Jesus knew when and how. He knew that he would be rejected by the people he most loved. He would be abandoned. He would be talked about. He would be humiliated and judged. All those fears, he went through all of them. Ridicule, rejection, the whole list. And yet, the Bible says it was for the joy set before him that he endured the cross.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.